Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, 3CR, 855 on your AM dial, community radio, every Sunday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And we've got old Three Trees over here.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, mate. It's a little bit fast-paced there,
sorry,
by the way.
Just... a bit quicker than the other bloke, huh?
We got a lot of space here. It's filling, you know what I mean?
All right. And we've got a special guest, the old Southeast Shadow, with us.
Well.
Thanks, Les. Thanks.
The Shadow.
Appreciate AKA Steel Fixer. You were still fixer?
No, mate.
AKA the Lumberjack.
Yeah, he's in today. Yeah, bit of a sad week we've had.
Yeah, had a fair bit going on this week, a lot of stuff. And yeah, we had one of our long-term officials leave us, Adam Olsen. He left with his head held high.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
On Friday, so that's we've all got, you know, we've all got all this shit going on behind the scenes. It's hard to, you know, to keep going, but you got to keep going, yeah, I guess. But you don't see things coming, and just like that, you get the axe gets chopped and another one down, you know, unfortunately
yeah.
You know, which is sad.
Yeah, Adam been an official for close to 2 decades.
Yeah, 19 years.
Yeah, with the BLF, CFMU in Queensland, BLF Queensland, CFMU Queensland, then came down to Victoria, chopped us out down here for a long time, and you know, it's sad to see him go because he's one of the best orgs we've had.
A wealth of knowledge. You wouldn't tell him that,
yeah,
though.
But, no, 100%.
Too.
We're just going to get the nice.
Old dopey.
We're going to get the nice comments out of the way, so yeah, we can just bag the life out of him because he wouldn't appreciate it if we give him all good.
Nah. But yeah, we're all going to catch up with him this weekend and have a little sip with him, and hopefully he can get an urn. That's the other thing. A lot of officials get moved on and they seem to get blocked for jobs, which is hard, you know, which is real hard.
People moving on with no actual.
Especially, like, he'd been in the industry since he was 15, doesn't know anything better. Where else are we going to go, you know? He's the same, 15, 43.
He's only going to be an accountant.
Ah, that's for sure. What the gorilla says, he's never going to win Sale of the Century.
Yeah. Maybe he could go be a consultant on ideas. You know what I mean? He's always got an idea.
He has got an idea or 20.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah, and his idea about the jackets too. Everyone's heating us up about these concrete jackets, so you better get onto that.
Yeah. You know? We're still going to leave that to him, though.
That's 100% going to be left.
Yeah, that's going to be a massive handball. Yeah. But yeah, now he's going to go back, obviously, on the tools like the rest of us do. That's the whole point. Makes our union very strong. A lot of the officials we have come from the floor. We're not just these
fly by night
unions where you know they pick up someone's grandson or uncle or cousin, whatever. If you come from the floor, that's what makes you more, you know, you know more about your members then because you're one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when we do finish up, naturally we go back to going on the floor.
You know? My tester is you've got to be able to walk on a top deck.
100%. Yeah.
The old steel fixer here flies across it.
Yeah, the old shadow. But like I said, old Campo himself, mate, he's a long-term steward back on the tours. I'll tell you what, I had a chat to him yesterday. He kept talking about he wants to go back on the concrete.
That was after he had a few under his belt. I don't think he'll be wanting to do that
today. I'll tell you now, no one wants to see that butt crack. Why they're screaming.
Oh, Graham said, he said it to Graham. Graham goes, I'll have the defib next to you.
He'd be good doing the smoker runs.
Get him on the bullfight.
Get him on the chopper.
Yeah.
But sad to see him go.
Very sad and a bit of a shock.
Solid trade union. It's all through, rank and file up to delegate, official. And now back to just being rank and file.
Which is what? We need good rank and file people.
So. That's what makes our union so great. Because the reality of it is, it's a rank and file union. We get on the ground. We're successful because we're boots on the ground. We don't organise from an office. We organise on the jobs, talking to our members, asking them what they want, making sure health and safety is pushed, making sure everyone's compliances are paid, and everyone's getting the conditions that our EBAs provide. You know what I mean? And they're not just given to us by the bosses. No one rocked up and handed them to us. We earned them.
Right. Very hard fought. So we've got we'll put on some new organisers. Southeast Shadows one.
Yep.
That's it. He's come on board. I don't know what he's doing, but he's on.
He's on. Turning up.
Mate, he's driving three trees around.
Turning up half the battle.
Yeah.
But so the Shadows out in the southeast. How you getting it, mate? How's it out there? Is it a jungle out there or what?
It is a jungle, mate, but we're getting out there slowly, chip away at it.
I had not a bad response for a few shipbuilders the other week.
Yeah, there was.
So, it's
good to get out and about and see the members.
You're looking after the demo too, aren't you, in the Aussie? Yeah, how's that space looking?
It's not too bad. It's not in a bad space, but we're getting there. We'll chip away at it
It's definitely something you've got to keep on top of.
100%. Yeah. So, again, anything requires full attention and full policing.
For sure.
See what come up about the cleaners the other week?
Yeah, now it needs to be.
Lisa sent me a little thing in here. It reads, in Victoria, most businesses who supply cleaners to commercial premises must have a labour hire licence, and any business using their services must also have a labour hire licence. This licence helps ensure businesses are all meeting their obligations to protect workers and support fairness, transparency, and integrity in the labour hire industry. Penalties of more than $660,000 can apply to unlicensed providers.
Mm.
But Lisa's trying to get someone out from the Labour Hire Authority to actually have a talk to us to see what that means,
Is this just recently come
What's
out?
What's a commercial premises? Is that a...
That would be something like, your...
A Coles, maybe?
Yeah, your Coles.
Yeah. So they're going to come out and clarify because on a Kane's job, they kicked three jobs, kicked the cleaners off. But instead of, working in with the cleaners, Kane's have just punted them and... And no doubt they're trying to sneak in a non-EBA, probably ABNers.
Yeah, 100%.
Doing the cleaning. So we've got to work through that. And if that's the case, all our cleaners will have to put out a bit of a message that they need to get their labour hire license sorted. Yeah.
But the reality of the day, if it's something that regulates the industry and helps make sure people are paid and all that, they're
all for it.
All for it.
But roll it out for the plasterers.
If it's just for 100%, if it's just for someone to get a lick and then deregulate the industry.
Yeah,
we're not about that.
Nah. They need to stipulate what is a commercial premises. A building site is a building site, isn't it? Construction 100%, site. They should be exempt if you read it like that. Yeah. But I'm not a lawyer.
But if you look at any concerned scope,
Campo would have an idea on this.
Maybe we should phone him and ask him.
So
I think we'll put that one in.
But we're going to have to get all the cleaners together and work out how to negotiate this.
Yeah, 100%. It's not something that's obviously going to be fixed overnight.
Apparently, it's been in since 2019, and now all of a sudden they're trying to
put it. Well, there you go. Yeah. Wouldn't be like that. Yeah. Wouldn't be like a problem to arise out of nowhere for the construction industry, would it?
Just out of the blue. So we don't want to punt any cleaners off the job. We want to keep them on there because they're our members.
Yeah, they're our members. They're entitled to. They do here. Everyone might think, oh, the cleaners are just the cleaners, but I tell you what. When you see the state of some of these jobs, hospitals, schools, apartments, whatever getting handed over,
they're doing the final cleaning.
They're absolute shit tip. They're going in, making sure it's all done, all neat and tidy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, that's what it requires, especially in hospitals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Surface must be like hospital grade before they hand it over.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
What else have we got? What's your mate Watson been up to, mate?
Oh, yeah. Apparently they had the the right wingers over in the Q area.
The far Q.
The Box Hill area. They had a little night about corruption in the state, and Jeffrey Watson was their guest speaker.
He was their lead guest speaker.
Yeah, anyway, and he was sitting there taking questions and all this here, and one of our members.
There's a few rank and file members
was
in there.
Was there, yeah, and who happened to be members of that community, the ones who Jeffrey Watson seems to keep bagging. And they put a question to him, and well, we're going to play it for you now.
We'll play a little clip.
So,
well, talking about public funding, we've got another question on the $15 billion figure determined. And the question is around evidence and what forensic analysis did you undertake to separate costs caused by the CFMEU from other increases such as inflation, materials, engineering mistakes, design or scope changes, delays, poor procurement, inefficiencies.
So
his answer was bugger all.
Bugger all. So there you go. When he had it put to him by rank and file people who actually helped build this state, asked him what sort of research and stuff you'd done in, and where he came up with the figures, the one that the Liberal Party and One Nation and all these other...
Everyone is running
Everyone
with
keeps
it.
Spruiking. Everyone. The NBA, all these other people are spruiking, trying to batten us down with. He was asked, what research did you do? And he went, bugger all. So just remember, when you're listening to the likes of these people talking, their end game isn't about helping the workers or anybody else. He got paid well to make up basically his own opinion without any facts.
Bugger all facts.
Which would be called fucking load of bullshit.
And that's what everyone's hanging their hat on, this $15 billion. Oh, Watson's just pulled a figure out of his proverbial.
Out of his, out of his rear. And like, at the end of the day, they're disregarding material costs, product costs, COVID, all this shit. Talking about all these projects, they put out a thing saying how much each station cost extra and all that there. None of the design faults are in there. None of the mismanagement of the project are in there. They're talking about putting extra people on in this thing. When they're talking about extra people, we're talking about spotters. They're meant to follow the rules, follow what the regulators set, which is if there's an EWP in use near high-powered lines, you have to have a spotter. You have to have a spotter anyway, even if they're not near power lines. If your crane's working next to a high-power lines or any sort of voltage, have to have a spotter. So this is what, and because he's not from this industry, that's what he's sitting telling them. Oh, that's just extra people. It's just extra people.
Yeah, not to mention how long ago? It was a month ago. Remember the out of John Holland's the guy came out to service the scissor lift, didn't have a spotter. Put it up in the air, hit the power lines, and died.
That's very good point.
So that's why we have these procedures in place. That would if he had a spotter, that would not have happened.
Yeah.
That's
right. So the reality of it is, when we have someone who has no idea how this industry is run, commentating on it, making lies, and then you've got Jess Wilson and all the other gooses like Pauline Hanson and all that.
Jackie Felbate's been quiet lately.
I think Steve Jolly brought her on done, didn't he?
Yeah.
He really schooled her.
Okay, and they got him back on, which I was surprised.
Yeah, I don't think they spoke about us, though. She learnt once.
Yes.
But but that's the reality of it. You got people who aren't in our industry trying to make cast judgment on our people who get up when it's dark, go home when it's dark, you know what I mean? Mm. They talk about all these, you know, inflated time frames and all that there. I'd love to know. I really would. The Campbell brought up the other week about the tendering process, what the actual budget was and what the actual time frame was.
Mm.
You look at any of these builders, if you try and build something that takes 3 weeks in 1 week, that will require you to do every shift under the sun. So they're unrealistic time frames.
And it will not be done properly.
100%. They're unrealistic time frames. If they want them met, the builders are the first one to go, we want a night shift, we want an afternoon shift, as well as the day shift. We want to run 24-7. We want to work your RDOs. We want to work your Sundays, all this sort of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which requires us to then negotiate with them on behalf of our members. And we go by the EBA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But apparently that's criminal.
And they get them a drop. They do OCOs and all these things.
100%.
How much quicker do you want these things done?
Well, you tell me this during COVID, what jobs weren't allowed to go to 25% when all the other jobs were?
That's right. Government jobs. Government jobs.
So see, when they say we pushed government stuff on them, government, all we're talking about is the agreement.
Yeah, I know.
And our agreement in the big build, in any build, is no different. If you're building a school out in the burbs, or you're working on the big build, you're on the exact same agreement.
Same agreement.
We don't have two different agreements.
Same job, same pay.
100%.
You know.
So it's all basically the same, but don't listen to all the media spruiking about all this shit, especially least of all Jeffrey Watson. And they're out there parading him in front of all the fucking boomers right wingers as if he's a savior.
Yeah, I know. How good's the boom gates gone now?
Unbelievable.
100%. Yeah.
Well, I have to give a little bit of a shout out to the Batuta Advocate. They actually printed that Jess Wilson's got to fight to bring back level crossings.
How funny was that?
And the CFMU won't be involved.
Her first policy, bring back the level crossings. Well,
I reckon we might.
She's the pothole queen, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. More dramas.
Yeah.
So I reckon we might cut to a track.
And what are we going out with? You're the music man now. Working class man.
Working class man.
Working hard to make a living, bringing shelter from the rain. A father's son left to carry on blue denim in his veins. Oh, he's a working class man.
Well, there you go.
Working class man.
That was for our good friend Campo.
Yep, just asking.
He is a working class man, especially when he's on the screen.
He's conquered all of Queensland, asking, you know.
I tell you what, I remember him sitting saying about it all. He goes, oh, yeah, no, I did this one and that one. I said to me, when I got up there, I looked at him. I says, these are the most derelict-looking buildings I've ever seen. And they're supposed to look new.
They had his touch.
Oh, mate.
So what else has been going on? Buxton.
Oh. So my good friend Matty, the organiser for the other half of the South East, had a bit of drama on one of the government projects in Dandenong. The GRC Buxton are in charge of delivering. So there's two jobs there, and there was one just in Abbott Street.
Yeah,
they've had dramas with precast there. Last week they had a precast panel rock up on a truck. Precast panel had no drawings, all this stuff.
Who's making the panels?
Conrock.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had a few officials out at their job a couple of weeks ago, and they wouldn't let them in. Work safe rocked up, still wouldn't let them gain entry. So you can just imagine what the quality of their product is, trying to keep everyone out. So obviously, we attended the job, myself and the Shadow, to give the HSR a hand the other day for round two of this here. Then when we got there, they were going through all the motions, telling us about what happened the day before. No shop drawings for the thing, no engineer approvals for no strong backs on their precast. The trailer was completely unroadworthy.
It was unregistered, wasn't it?
It turned out to be unregistered, yeah. So,
When we went through it, tires
were bald on it. Tires were broken, about to burst on it. One had burst the week before.
Yeah, the inner had burst, hadn't it?
Yeah, so anyway, it was overloaded. There was problems everywhere.
Disaster.
It looked like a cut-and-shut job. It looked like a bent chassis and everything on. It was the worst trailer I've seen, anyway.
Yeah, the training centre.
So we're arguing with Buxton about it, anyway. They eventually were instructed to call work safe. We're like, yeah, look, we'll probably come down in a week or something.
Give us a week.
It's not a serious problem. You know what I mean? You should be out working it out. Anyway, so Buxton decided, that's all right, look, we're just going to get rid of it. Which they should have. If they'd had any brains, they'd have got rid of it, because it's Conrock's problem. Let them set the proper standards.
They sent it out.
Anyway, the truck driver then decided to drop his trailer and drive off and leave the panel truck in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Even he thought it wasn't safe to be driving.
Even he knew it wasn't safe. He said it was illegal. His words were, it's illegal. So, unregistered trailer.
Is that still sitting there?
No, they moved it now.
Did they move it? Well, there you go. Last I heard, it was still sitting there. But yeah, so it's a bit of a disaster out there. And that's a government project. That's government waste, isn't it?
What's the building?
The building is a seven to ten story government housing.
Public housing.
And they're doing two of them. Wow. Probably within like half a kilometre distance of each other.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so when you say start as you mean to go on, they're definitely starting very rough. Mm. Very rough.
So this is just the start of the job?
This is the start of the job.
Oh, well, the only way is up now, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd like to say they've hit rock bottom, but I don't think they have.
There's depth. They can go deeper. Yeah,
they have people above them who think they know better. Obviously, they've engaged this precast mob that are fly by night,
yeah.
No interest, doing the right thing.
Well, they probably won't be around after this job. By the
To tell you what, it's pretty bad publicity for them, I'll be honest with you. And you got to imagine as well, overloaded trailer, bald tires, everything wrong on it, not registered, came all the way from Truganina to Dandy, you know.
Wait till the concrete.
I don't know about
you. The concrete doctor gets a hold of this.
I don't know about you, but if my family was on the road, someone I love, and you know what I mean, and an accident happened because of just these people trying to save money.
Yeah.
Not to mention the poor truck driver they're pushing to drive these things, you know what I mean?
Almost 30 ton on the back of that.
But where's the government's intervention there to stop that sort of shit happening?
Yeah.
Why do they keep coming out and accusing people like us out there trying to make the job safe?
Oh, no.
And then this happens, you know? Where's their accountability? It's nothing. It's just, this is how much the project
15
is.
$15 billion. Just put it towards the $15
billion. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you know?
It's just more figures, eh? Just more figures.
So that's Buxton playing up.
And then so as you listen to the NBA and nationally, we're turning around saying that productivity is coming back to the sector, you know, to the construction sector, it's coming back. But in Queensland, it's clearly at the expense of
safety
and conditions. Obviously, we had our brothers down from Queensland the other week. They were talking about the shit they're going through up there.
17-year-old debt. 17-year-old. First day on the job.
Died on his first day on the job. So that's all they care about.
Induction was a QR code on the way to the job. You scan a QR code on the side of the smoko shed, and then off you go.
Yeah. And you know what I often think? They're out there bagging us, saying that we employ criminals and all this here. How many police checks, how many security checks do you have to do to become a member of the Master Builders?
Yeah.
What sort of checks and balances do they do for their members?
I'm pretty sure there's a few politicians that have got criminal records.
Yeah, 100%. You know? How many companies have gone broke, ripped off all their subbies, and then phoenixed and started again, and they're still members of the NBA?
But we don't actually employ anyone.
100%, mate.
We don't. And on this, remember the Frankston Hospital? They have social procurement. They want a certain amount of ex-criminals. Because, mate, your life shouldn't be over if you've committed a crime. 100%. You know? Some probably should be, but, you know, some crimes are when kids were young, and that they're harbouring that crime for their whole life.
Yeah.
They get on site, they think they've got a good job, and now they're getting punted off jobs.
Yeah, 100%. You know?
I caught up with one of the crane bosses the other day, and we were talking about something, and he said the same thing you said to me. Yeah. And he goes, if you get a parking fine, does that mean you're never allowed to park again?
Yeah, that's right. That's
true. He says, "What? So you pay the fine, and what, they hold it over you for the rest of you?"
Yeah.
He says, what's the difference between doing your time? You know what I mean? I get it here. If you've done something wrong, you should work like everybody else. But
we used to be known for the land of second, third chances. You know, you could come get a job. Now it's shocking. It is shocking.
Yeah.
And they're actually making these people that got crimes to go back to crime because they can't work.
Yeah.
They can't work.
100%.
You know,
they can't work in our industry as a worker, but they can go get a builder's license or whatever and join the NBA. They've no issue with that though.
Some people, not an advocate for bikies. They were bikies 15 years ago when they were going through a shit time. They've grown out of it. They don't want to be part of it anymore, and they're still. That some of them haven't even committed a crime.
Yeah.
You know, and they can't get a job 15, 20 years down the track.
Yeah.
You know. So where are we? We're getting the wind up here.
Yeah, we're going to Scallywags. Well, you got to put
Buxton
in there for sure. Well, you know what? I'd almost put them in the Barney Rubble, but Conrock, suppliers of the precast, they knocked back our organisers from going out to the yard.
Well, they're the ones
trying to assist.
Did they have security?
Yeah, they had standover men, allegedly. I haven't. Yeah. I've only heard the rumours.
Was that back in the day?
I think it was recently, yeah.
Oh, again. So they got it because they had a history of doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Allegedly, I don't know how
true it is.
And then Buxton obviously harming them. Yeah, they were doing their best to facilitate the terrible conditions.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Who else is in there?
Oh, I'd put that old, what's his name? Barnaby Joyce.
Yelling
at his dog.
true.
We'll throw Pace in there too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Pace.
Yes. Pace.
They're all grubs, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what will we go with? We'll go with Conrock for the Scallywag.
Yeah.
And then Buxton are up there for the Sukilala.
Are they still Sukin now?
100% they are.
Yeah.
Mate, they've been Sukin. That job's been a fucking nightmare from the start.
Mm.
They actually had no security on the job. And someone broke in and stole the cable off the crane. and the owner of the crane says, I'm not replacing it unless you put security on it. He goes, we can't afford security. And he says, well, I'm not putting the thing on it. Because I may as well do the job for nothing for what it costs to replace everything.
That's the thing with these electric cranes, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, and that's happening everywhere at the minute.
Yeah, we've had it a few times.
I'd put Buxton in there for sure as Suki Lala.
All right, so 100%. We'll go Buxton then.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so.
And we'll go out the same old way.
Dare to struggle. Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And it's good morning from the concrete gang.
And this one's for Adam Olsen.
He got the double banger.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.